Let's start. Hello, 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 and welcome in PowerPass, your ticket to greatness. Together with Hakiel and me, we will be speaking about parts and aspects. So about aspects of us, to be precise, because we are beautiful beings that are very, very complex. Our minds are created from many different parts of us, many different experiences. And so all of these aspects, all of these parts, they love us very much and they want to protect us. They want to tell us something. They are creating us. So one of the most known part of us is the inner child. It's the aspect of us that it's very, very small and that had the first experiences with money, first experiences with love, first experiences with work, first experiences with everything. And this small aspect of us created an opinion, created a belief, created something that later during our life, it will be repeating and it will be showing constantly the same belief. So what other parts of us you could name, Hakiel?
They are infinite. Because the thing is that every time that you create an emotion connected with a thought, you have a part of you. It belongs to you. Sometimes, of course, works in your favor. Sometimes it doesn't. And usually the issue appears when it doesn't work with you, because in the reality what happens is that you deny this part, you don't like it, you don't accept it. So if you don't accept it, obviously you are not going to accept yourself. For more that you say I love myself and I appreciate myself, if that part is not integrated,
exactly. So let's give an example. For example, lately I was working with a client of mine that had a chronic fatigue disease. That's syndrome, let's say, because it's not a disease, it's a syndrome. And while connecting and finding the part that feels constantly tired, we discovered that this part that felt constantly tired wanted to protect her from feeling tired from work. So because this person was feeling tired, then this person couldn't work. So this person couldn't get tired from working.
Exactly.
So, and yeah, so this is a part of us that created a belief that it's loving us very, very much and saying, I love you so much and I don't want you to get tired. So I'll do it for you and I will keep you safe right here, right now in this state that doesn't serve you at all. Yet I am protecting you. So yeah, like you said, there are infinite parts and there are infinite aspects of us that run our lives, run our syndromes, run our subconscious
Everything.
And conscious mind. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. You know, it's quite curious, the subject today, because I work with systemic psychotherapy and I was working with it yesterday.
Okay.
And of course, we are working exactly with these parts. Okay. And it's very interesting because sometimes, because the movement in there, what happens is if you have the question or you have the issue, you just explain the issue. And even if you don't understand the reason, it's something that you don't know why it's happening. And you just give, let's say, the subject to the group, okay? And you choose one person to represent you. And after that, you are in silence. You just sit down and you observe. And then this person that is representing you is the one that then needs to identify what she feels, and these feelings, these emotions, these impressions are identified to come to the group. And yesterday it was really interesting because even an energy, a more spiritual energy came. So even these representations that we have in us make part of us. And she needed to be listened. Okay, mm-hmm. She had something to say because she makes part of the system of that person.
Exactly.
So this is also to give an example how the parts of us are different. Because yes, can be the inner child, can be our father, the representation of our mm-hmm. father, even can be the disease, the syndrome, the mm-hmm. pain in our throat, the pain in our leg. All this makes part of our system. And when we are blinded, and it because sometimes I think it's quite important. Sometimes you of course are unconscious about this part of you because, and even it's not from your system to preserve you or to protect you. It's just because even you are not aware, you don't know yourself enough to understand that you have that part in you. Also, obviously, you have parts of you that your unconscious is going like to use them to protect you.
Yes.
Okay. So it's quite interesting because when you look into the work with parts, it's really a box of Pandora.
Yeah. It's everything because this is yeah. what we are. This is who we are. So, for example, right now I can see on myself, I can see on you. I know what kind of frequency you have when you're working, what kind of mindset, what kind of aspect are you embodying when you're working. The same me, when I'm working with hypnotherapy, when I'm working with clients, my focus is totally different. I speak in a different way. My personality slightly shifts because mm-hmm. different parts of me are being activated. The same here. When I'm mm-hmm. speaking with you, when we're recording the podcast, another aspect of me is coming forward mm-hmm. and it's being dominant. The same with public speaking. When I was working with my public speaking, when I wanted to speak publicly and give talks, I had a blog. I was feeling that I have a blog, so I had to connect. Why this aspect of me is protecting me? What mm-hmm. do you want to tell me? What do you want to show me? And so then together, when we can work through it together, mm-hmm. then the part of me that wants something and the part of me that prevents me from something, we can find a consensus because all of these aspects, they love me. They mm-hmm. are me, so they want my success, but in different ways. Yeah.
You know, that now that you were talking, you reminded me that the paradigm that usually we face, that is our notion of individuality. Mm-hmm. That it's like, this is me, this is my personality, this is my way, mm-hmm. and versus the part that you start to understand that you are several yous. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's quite interesting because when you are attached to the idea of individuality, imagine that you believe or you see yourself as a person very strong, that face challenges easily, doesn't matter what comes in front of you, that you are going to fight it and you are going to win. And suddenly, there is some kind of challenge that it's totally out of of your coping mechanisms that you are yeah. used to. To yeah. use, to apply, and then you face yourself with a depression.
Yeah.
And then in your depression, you have a kind of speech that it's like, this is not me. I cannot recognize myself. And it's true. The person doesn't recognize herself. Mm-hmm. And then plays up also the story about the others also saw me as a fighter. And now I'm here and I just want to lie down in my bed. And the thing is exactly, there is a part in there that lower the vibration. Because look one thing, I like to explain this in a very visual way. So imagine that you are a rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you are a rainbow, and if you look outside and you see the rainbows, sometimes you see rainbows that they are more knitted. You can see the colors very bright and very well
separated.
Mm-hmm. And you have another rainbows that you don't see the difference between the colors so accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we are these rainbows. The thing is that even sometimes, if you notice, if you look to the rainbows, you can see sometimes on the top of the rainbows, the colors are more clear, and then they are not. In the lower layers, they are not so bright. And this happens with us. Sometimes we are just a rainbow that we have these different colors. And according with the situation that we faced, our colors can change a bit.
Yes.
So our energy can change a bit. It doesn't mean that you disappear as a rainbow if this color, this vibration of energy changes slightly. It's your energy that is changing slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because from the origin, from that rainbow that it's that at some point in the land didn't have the circumstances or didn't offer you the circumstances for that color comes very brightly.
Yes.
Okay. And this is something that also we have to understand. The origin point that brought us some kind of challenge, some kind of issue, which part of us affected us, were affected, which part of our emotions and which emotions were affected, because this is what is going exactly to give more clarity or more brightness to the colors that then you will show up.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I've got a different metaphor as well. We are like, we are our body, yes. And we can perceive, well, we're not only our body, but we can perceive our body like one solid thing. It's our body. But when we look at body, it's created from millions and millions of small cells and organisms and fungus and all kind of stuff that lives in us, that it's creating our body. And the same in one aspect, in one moment of life, this is dominant, this part is dominant, the cells are dominant, and another, a disease is dominant, and another, something else is dominant, and another, something else is dominant. And the energy is different. The behavior is different. The way that we think, that we come to understanding and use our consciousness is different. So it is good to understand that we are a sum of all of the aspects that create us.
Mm-hmm. Finish.
Okay, so I wanted to lead this topic now to the ways that we can work with ourselves. How can mm-hmm. we find and recognize and connect and chat and speak and find a consensus mm-hmm. with those aspects yeah. of us that sometimes love us very, very much, but they do it in a way that it's not really helpful.
Mm-hmm. You know that it's quite interesting because as a tip to give to the people, the easiest way, let's say, it's the hardest way.
Yeah.
Because what are the parts that they will be more aware in themselves are the ones that really affect their lives.
Exactly.
Because this is the reality. And if affects their life, usually it's because they don't know how to cope with them. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to deal with them. And these parts, usually they need understanding. And there is a kind of principle that I think it's really true. that say something like, no one can go further in their unconscious until the point that he allows, or it's allowed for him. All the other parts that are in the unconscious need a guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's normal, because look, all of us, we have some kind of resistance to something, okay? It's very easy to find the resistance. You have resistance to other people, okay? So if you have resistance to other people, go to your body also have resistance to some kind of things. So imagine you are allergic to something. So your body is being resistant to something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, your mind, your emotions will be resistant at something for sure.
Yeah.
So resistance, it's something that it's natural in life. And I think can be a good step to exactly to accept this resistance first. Okay, yeah. I don't know exactly what I'm resisting about, but can be resistance.
Yes.
Because it gives you, in that moment, a perception of, okay, maybe yes, maybe no, so I have to observe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because in the moment that you say, I don't believe, okay, or you ignore, you are just building up more this resistance. And this is not good for you at all. Because if this resistance builds up, as I said before, it's going to be reflected in your thoughts, in your emotions, in your body, in your relationship with others.
It will reflect, exactly.
Exactly. And then it's about to look into the parts of you that you get more distressed, or at least consider the mirror effect.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this? For instance, I'm in a party, and there is someone there that I look at the person. I don't know the person from nowhere, and I say, I don't like this person.
Mm-hmm.
There is something in there that I don't like. And when this happens, is exactly a part of you that is not integrated.
Mm-hmm.
So even you don't know which part is yours, that belongs to you, that is not integrated, because many times you also cannot identify it in the other.
Because we notice something in the others that we notice in ourselves that we don't mm-hmm. accept, we don't love. I wanted to go back a second to the part of with the resistance, because one simple trick came to
mm-hmm.
me. While working with our aspects, while working with our parts, we can use it. So the moment we start noticing that we have resistance forward something that we want to achieve, we can connect and ask ourselves, hey, the part that is resisting me going there, what is your name? Where are you coming
mm-hmm.
from? Where you were created? I love you so much. How can I help you to pass through the resistance? Why is the reason that you feel the resistance? Opening and creating a dialogue,
mm-hmm.
it makes it easier. Mm-hmm. The hard thing is to notice that we are resisting something.
Yeah, usually even I advise my clients to give a name, really mm-hmm. a name. It can be Mary, Kate, mm-hmm. doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be irritation or anger. No, it can be Kate. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kate, what do you want now?
Yeah.
Hey, Kate, I'm feeling you right now.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah. And don't worry, you're not schizophrenic when you're speaking with yourself. No, you're just naming and
no,
then
no, this is a kind of exercise because it's exactly to start to identify those parts. Because remember one thing, if these parts belong to you, you were their creator.
Yes.
Okay. You are their God.
Yes.
Okay. So if you are their God, yeah, they want to do everything to please you, to protect you. Okay.
Always.
Exactly. If then they understand or they feel that they are not being acknowledged by their God, what happens?
They become stronger. Here I am.
And
I am
here.
They
will fight you. They will fight you. Look, one thing. Even you can see this in the spiritual life of the people. Many times you see people that they were educated in a religion, and then there is one day that they faced a challenge, or even it was a process that they asked to God to do something to save them, and God didn't make anything. So the end of the situation was not pleasant at all for the person. And many times when this happens, you have these people saying an expression that it's like, God abandoned me. I don't believe anymore in God. And then, of course, because of that, every time that someone thinks that God exists, they say, you are crazy. God doesn't exist. Yes. Okay. So they are fighting then all the times that God. And it's the same inside of us. So then these parts of us are exactly creating a kind always of challenge, then even with other parts of us, to being acknowledged.
Yes.
It's like they have to be recognized.
Okay, exactly. That's what the whole episode is about, this one. You are created from many, 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 many different aspects of you. Many, many memories, many, many experiences. And every memory, every experience, every emotion created some kind of thought, belief in yourself. And this one will be leading to a certain behaviors, will be leading to a certain emotions, will be leading to a certain resistance or certain motivation. So if you will notice that there is something in your life that you want to change, that you want to integrate, find this part, speak with this part, connect with this part of you, with this aspect of you. And so when you acknowledge this part and when you will consciously understand why are you protecting yourself from something, why are you leading in that direction, you will be able to overcome it. And there are many, many techniques that you can use to connect with your parts. We are using in hypnotherapy a technique called parts therapy. We are using a technique connecting with your inner child. Hakiel is using her own technique.
Also the systemic psychotherapy. So there are many things. And also, just before we finish, there is one that I think is quite important because it's quite forgotten and ignored. That is the good one or the nice one. That is a part of you that says to you something like, be more tolerant, be more nice, help more, because then it's like you really want to be appreciated as the nice one. And this is also something that is interfering with your process, because many times when you are under this part of you, you are just ignoring other parts of you that then get really upset because you didn't define your boundaries.
That's also a part. So being over serving, putting other people in front of yourself, this is also an aspect of you, a part of you that wants to give you something or wants to protect you from something, but it enters in a conflict with another part of you that loves you and wants you to be happy and experience life for yourself. So yeah, it's
because
tricky.
And because when people they hear about parts, they always think that they are kind of shadows and monsters and demons. Wait, no, you have some parts that they are really, really nice, and they make everything for you to behave in a good way, for you to be appreciated, and also and then they impact your life in a huge and massive way.
Yes, exactly. So if you have any kind of questions about your aspects and parts, feel free to contact us. All the informations are available in the descriptions of these videos of this podcast. So no worries, you can contact us anytime you want. And if you have any questions, ideas, or you would like to listen us speaking about something else, let us know. And we'll see you next Monday in our next Power Pass episode. So blessings to you all. Thank you.
Blessings. Bye-bye. Thank you.